Tijuana, Mexico, is best known for drug violence and tacky tourist shops. But the city of more than a million residents has deep cultural and economic ties to the north. And now you can add sports to that connection. The Tijuana Cholos soccer team is tied for first place in Mexico. And as Brooke Binkowski reports from Tijuana, the Cholos are becoming a regional team whose players, reputation, and fans transcend borders.
Dean Mitchell isn't ashamed to admit it. He's a fanatic.
I've been a soccer fan all my life, but I've never had seen success. L.A., San Diego. So I had to go to Portland, Seattle, places like that to see it, but I always knew Mexico loved it.
Mitchell's having a beer with friends in the dirt parking lot at Estadio Caliente, Tijuana's soccer stadium, where the Cholos are about to play a match. He lives in San Diego, but he makes the sometimes hours-long trip across the border and back every time there's a game in Tijuana. Mitchell says it's the most fun he's had going to soccer games in years.
Here, the whole city's going nuts, and they haven't had anything before. So you got this city with a real bad reputation that's showing off to the league how great of an experience it is to be here.
Rafael Maya is also tailgating with friends before the game, eating ceviche and carne asada. He's standing in front of his white truck, which today has three huge flags on it, a U.S. flag, a Mexican flag, and a flag bearing the Cholos logo.
Tijuana is getting out there. People are knowing more about Tijuana because of the soccer and not necessarily because of the violence, even though the violence, I think, has been being dropped. I mean, you don't see all these horrible shootings anymore. You know, I've lived down in TJ maybe 14 years, and I've never seen so much as a robbery.
Cholos is short for Club Tijuana Choloscuintles de Caliente. Choloscuintles are hairless dogs, sacred to pre-Hispanic cultures, and noted for their unflagging energy, scrappy tenacity, and loyalty. Kind of like the team, and its rambunctious, rowdy fans. The stands are packed with people dressed in the team's colors, red, white, and black, waving Cholos flags, singing original fight songs to timpani beats and trombones, and insulting the other team. Inside the stadium, Agustin Diaz is smoking a cigarette by a food stand. He lives in San Diego now, but he was born and raised in Tijuana. Everything he's wearing has the Cholos logo on it, right down to his cape and a big stuffed dog on his hat.
Now that we got a team right here, so I'm 100% with him. I wear my pet, a Cholo, I wear my wristband, and even on my cell phone is the Cholo, the big dog and everything. I am super Cholo. Even if they just go down to the second division, I'm still going to be Cholo.
It's not going to happen.
No, that for sure is not going to happen.
5 years ago, the Cholos were a barely known second division team. Now they're in the lead in the Mexican League's first division, ahead of legendary teams like Chivas and America. This means, in the soccer world, they're a full-fledged meteoric phenomenon. Wes Braddock is a principal at a San Diego County high school and holds season tickets called Cholo Passes, which cost up to 3,800 pesos, or about $300.
When the Cholos advanced out of what they call the Liga del Ascenso, the Ascending League, and I was at that game that they won that put them into the Mexican Premier League, it was very similar to me, almost more emotional than when the Chargers went to the Super Bowl in 94. I mean, people were riding up and down the street, honking their horns, waving flags. In the city, it really has been good for the image of the city and the people of the city.
Most of all, he says, it brings residents of San Diego and Tijuana together and showcases their similarities rather than their differences. Roberto Cornejo agrees. He's the Cholos' assistant general manager and a resident of both the U.S. and Mexico. He says about 25% of the team's fan base comes from the U.S., bringing together the two countries, he says, was his vision all along.
Soccer in San Diego is very big. The majority of kids play either rec or some type of club in their life as they're young. San Diego is an educated population in terms of soccer, and Tijuana has, I think, more links to San Diego than, say, Mexico City or farther south.
Several of the Cholos players are from the U.S. side, like midfielder Joe Corona, who grew up in South San Diego County and started his career with the U.S. men's under-23 team.
I feel proud to be part of this new atmosphere. I feel that everything Cholos has done has been amazing during the past 3 years. I think it's had a lot of progress. So, I mean, I feel special to be able to be a part of this.
In the last 2 years, the team's expanded northward, opening youth academies in San Diego's South Bay and in Riverside County. the Cholo's Roberto Cornejo.
In the academies, we're trying to develop players. If they make it pro with us, that's great. If they're able to get a college scholarship and get their college degree via soccer and through our training, then that's just as good for us.
This season's been especially good for the Cholos, who play in the Mexican League semifinals against the venerable Club León this Sunday. From there, if they win, they go to the finals. And if they win the finals, they become league champions, which is sure to bring in even more fans from both sides of the border. For the California Report, I'm Brooke Binkowski in Tijuana.